USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon continues to grow as fire officials say the weather is working against them. The fire has burned through more than 343,000 acres of the Fremont-Winema National Forest in the surrounding area and has destroyed more than 160 homes and structures. At least 2,000 people have been evacuated from mostly rural areas near the blaze. Firefighters say the blaze is currently 25% contained. The weather is unlikely to improve conditions anytime soon, with forecasters saying that temperatures will continue to be 10 to 15 degrees hotter than average without any rain on the horizon. And a Florida man has been sentenced in the first felony case from the investigations into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Paul Hodgkins was sentenced to 8 months in prison on a charge of obstructing an official proceeding, a charge that carries a maximum 20-year sentence. Hodgkins is one of more than 500 people that have been arrested for their actions during the riot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The number of illegal crossings at the southern border hit a 21-year high in June, something that's taken a serious toll on the agents of the Border Patrol. Tim Berg has more.
The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policies violate the 14th Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposals contain too much unnecessary spending that themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other delivery, supply chains, in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows that the condition of bridges and roads and broken highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact. You can't continue to spend and not have inflation, and the president needs to rein in some of this unnecessary spending.
And basketball star Zach LaVine was left off of Team USA's flight to Tokyo after entering COVID health and safety protocols. The team says it hopes LaVine will be able to rejoin the squad later this week. He's just the latest U.S. athlete to have their participation in the Tokyo Games threatened by COVID. Earlier Monday, an alternate on the women's gymnastics team tested positive at a training camp in Japan. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.